Hello, and happy second week of 2024. It is Monday, January 8th, and this is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You with Ariel and Ned. And today we have a tip from none other than Ariel Nissenblatt. Hey, Ariel.
Hey, how are you?
I'm honestly doing great.
Good. I have a tip for the party planners out there, which sometimes becomes all of us. Sometimes we are tasked with coming up with something fun for our friends and family. And this tip is to schedule a PowerPoint party for you and your friend group or you and your family. What does that mean? And Ned, I know you have experience with this too.
I love a PowerPoint party.
I love a PowerPoint party. I think I was first exposed to PowerPoint parties back in 2018 or so. I was living in Los Angeles and a group of friends and I got together and we all came up with something that we were going to present on to the class. And the class, of course, was our friend group. And we each spent about 5 minutes presenting and then people got to ask questions. And what it allowed us to do was share something that we were excited about, share something that we were proud of, show off a comedian that we loved. I did one presentation on the history of potatoes in the U.S. and French fries.
Great.
I know, very ridiculous. Maybe that'll be a tip in the future. But what about you? What is your experience with PowerPoint parties, Ned?
Well, in college, I used to have PowerPoint parties with my friends, but we recently did one for my wife's birthday, actually, as many of our friends are distributed across the country, and you can do them right through Zoom. People share their screens, have a great time. And we had everything from how to do laundry so your clothes stay the best the longest.
The best.
We had one on the energy transfer in the United States of America. It's an amazing party where people can share passions, and some of them are silly. Like, one of the topics was that thing where otters hold hands.
Oh.
PowerPoint parties can go anywhere, but they are a great way to hang out with your friends, express something you love, and also not have to go spend a bunch of money at a bar that's probably too loud.
Yeah, too loud, can't hear each other. So throw a PowerPoint party. Let us know how it goes. Leave us a rating and review. We'd love to hear from you about your PowerPoint party. Happy Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.